All right, Nate, take it away.
Take it away, man.
You were begging to do this one.
I did. Oh, my God. This is going to be one of those. This is going to be a struggle.
How about this, man?
Quite frankly, a struggle.
Let me get your interest up. Ooey, gooey, sticky, brown, sweet, yummy, nummy, caramel. Now, doesn't that make you a little excited about it? And that's just off the top of my head, just some descriptors.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Varoni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
And caramel makes me want to fucking cry. Caramel is like one of the few words that makes me want to fucking let loose. Caramel, listen to the Rolodex of emotions. My grandma, 4'1" grandma, has passed away. Caramel Werther's in her house. Caramel apples. If I see a caramel apple at a 7-Eleven, it better not be in between me and that thing because I'm going Mach 10. And I'm
Jack hits the caramel apples in a different type of way.
I pray, I live for that shit when they come in, you know, because it's seasonal up in the bodega and at 7-Eleven and whatnot.
Right.
Caramel cowtails are inside of, there's probably caramel in that. That's going to get us talking about life and death.
Now, how about this? Yeah. You are in high school, not a lot of friends, so you go to Blockbuster every night. You take advantage of their take one, return one policy. You can always have a DVD at any time. You could even do take two, return two, whatever. I know I've talked about this before. But you're essentially a teenager in the summer. You don't have that many friends, so you're seeing getting movies every night from Blockbuster. Now, at the counter, you see a little box that says cowtails, and you say, I don't know what that is, but I'm going to try one. And then you kind of get addicted to them, and then you're having them almost every night alongside a big-ass bag of Twizzlers. Sound good, right?
Yeah. Are cowtails caramel, though? I feel like that's more of a... I feel like that's its own kind of lane. Here's my problem with caramel, all right? Is I feel like the viscosity scientists need to get involved in the caramel space because that shit is too ooey gooey and too ooey gooey sticky. Because that shit is sticking to my fucking teeth and I don't like that shit, man. We need to get some wetness. The viscosity scientists need to get involved with the caramel space to get some wetness. They need to put some water in it. get me in the fucking. I don't like that. I just don't like it. I say
boo. The boo. If we were in a stadium, dude, you literally would be getting torches thrown at you.
Garden.
Shot at.
Right.
Are you kidding me? That's the whole. What the fuck? You want fucking liquid water caramel flavoring? What about taking an apple, taking a slice of an apple, and getting that ooey gooey? It's like magical. It's like peanut butter wishes it could fucking feel like caramel. Seriously. You got to be smoking crack. It's one of the good things. That's like one of the best things about caramel is that it's such. Listen, you can have hardened caramel, Nate.
Right.
You can have a Werther's. Pump of caramel syrup in your fucking macchiato.
Right.
In your bitch-ass macchiato that you drink every day.
Yeah.
If you need that shit. Caramel, it is in different forms, man.
Well, I'm not like talking Trump. About the flavor. I'm not talking about the flavor. I'm talking about the sticky, pure form of caramel.
You must not be listening, dude, because Jack just described many different types of viscosity of caramel.
That's the flavor, bro. That's the flavor that he's discussing. I'm done, and I'm done. And I'm fucking done with this episode. Bye. See you guys. No, it was cool. It was really fun doing this fucking episode. But I'm out. Have fun. Have fun talking about fucking candy, man.
Whoa!
Damn, I love that. Wow,
that was fun. Why did I feel like I saw that sound coming like 3 minutes ago?
I know. Well, because you visualize sounds just like David from Love on the Spectrum.
Synesthesia. No,
differently from him.
He does numbers.
My neighbor had some disease growing up where she had to wear glasses that had rainbow lights all on them, and they would like flash all the time and calibrate her brain. What the fuck
I
is that?
I need that. I think I fucking need that with my life.
You need to be calibrated badly, Eric.
I need to be going. Well, I'm trying to do it at the Y every morning with you. I need you to calibrate me in the sauna.
Wait, we need to sidebar real quick because I feel as though there's some beef going on. And somebody in the comments said that another podcast, I'm going to name them Pod About List.
Wow.
It seems as though maybe they're talking shit about us, or there's really some sort of, I don't know what's going on, but I just want to squash the beef, or actually, quite frankly, I want to inflame it. So inflame Julio, what's going on? What's going on with this beef? Are they talking shit about us? What's going on? Are you having
the latest development was that they made a birthday video for me.
Yeah.
At the end of the video, it said, please quit Joy Tactics.
I'm not laughing at that. By the way, this is Julio, producer. For anyone wondering,
the goat.
The
goat. We can share you, man. You have multiplicities, I believe. You know what I mean?
And by the way, the last thing we need, respect to podcasts about lists, but we don't need another fucking podcast that's three fucking straight white guys sitting there talking about fucking bullshit.
I keep saying
which
that.
Is not what we are, because I'm fucking Jewish, Nate's half Lebanese, and Eric's...
Say it, man. Say it.
Sapiosexual.
That's right.
I think we need to get three white trio... pot in one. We need an event every year where we get in one crazy fucking Zoom. It's fucking 1,000 different bars, and all of us just get to. What would happen? What would happen? That's just my question. We should have like sort of a white guy trio podcast
summit, festival,
summit of sorts.
Andrew Santino's welcome. Bobby Lee, stay at home.
Why is that? And aren't they a duo?
Yeah, they don't count, man.
Because you said, if it's all white guys, we're holding ourselves accountable for once.
No, it's exactly. Trios only, though.
Exactly. No, I know, but I'm saying welcome all white
and
guys.
And it's allies. It's allies only, no. By the way.
The Ally Accountability Summit. Whites
no,
only.
No.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna laugh about that. But for me, it's all about the three. I think the distinguishing factor here is the threes. So I'm tempted to say, I want to go to the three summit, groups of threes. It could be three podcasters,
well, who else is that?
A three
who
person
else is
family. Well, even if you just have one kid, two parents and a kid,
it's all about in general.
It's just that magic number for me. But you could have guessed that.
Well, the I just three. Saw this Stooges. That the. The Workaholics guys do a podcast, and they're Eric, they have a podcast, dude.
They lied to you,
man.
I was trying to tell them for years to do that. I just wanted a piece of the pie once they did it.
But they have started a cruise, and I feel like that is a very
oh my god
Joy Tactics thing. You know what I'm saying? I thought we were going to be the first podcast to have a cruise, honestly.
Oh, dude.
And they've fucking taken that away. Now it's not groundbreaking. Now it's fucking just, you're doing what they're doing. But I feel like that would be so fun if we had a podcast cruise.
Well, you know, there's many podcast cruises. There's kind of, there's a more nerdy sphere that we're, that I respect, that we're not a part of. They do the D&D style podcasts, Comedy Bang Bang style podcasts, all that stuff. They have a crazy cruise that they go on.
What? Okay. This is a thing?
They do, man. Yes, Jack. Go ahead. Yeah, Jack? Your hand raised?
Yes, sir. Thank you. My pitch is this. The land cruise. The Joy Tactics first ever dry land cruise where we get we rent a whole bunch of all white land cruisers, 2006 land cruisers, and we drive down the interstate, stop along the way. What's this?
The 5K?
I just received a text message asking if I gambled on the Pope. That's not funny.
We're not discussing that today. We don't know enough about him.
No,
I don't like to make jokes about it either. I don't like seeing the impressions of him already on the internet. It's disrespectful.
Is he a he's American? The first American Pope, finally,
right?
Mm-hmm. Finally, dude.
Rihanna, but what's the track out? American Pope. What am I thinking of?
He's from Chicago, Chi-Town.
So he's never been gotten with a chick like that? For real?
I think they changed the rules where it's like the Pope can fuck, I think.
No, really? The Pope can't.
I hope
bro.
So.
There's no way the Pope can.
You don't think the Pope is fucking?
Not legally.
What do you think those archive rooms are for, where nobody can go in there in the library? I know,
of course, there's dark histories and secrets.
Sexual archive.
What do you think that white smoke is? Oh, you think that white smoke is just smoke? That's fucking nut vapor. That's the one time that
they all bust in.
The one time that a Pope gets
cardinal simultaneous bust.
A cardinal only gets to bust if they get picked as Pope, and it comes and out the one as that's steam discolored. At that point because it's like so it's so compressed from like hot air of decades of just spinning around in the nuts.
So what's the black smoke?
The black smoke. Wait, yeah,
isn't it a colored smoke?
What's it? It's colored white, bro.
No, but like one of the colors is like red, and that's who becomes the Pope, right? It's like what? All straws.
The fuck?
I think that's how they choose the Pope. No, they all vote. Bust in a chimney, and the person who has the worst medical semen. It's kind of like a pity thing where they're like, damn, like you're fucking busting like yellow shit. All right, let's give him the highest rank.
Do you think Nutbuster has written a fan fiction yet?
And what's by the way, man? Really quick, someone said that underground poetry is closing down.
What the fuck is going on? Let's chain ourselves to a tree.
No. I'm logging in right now and doing a
download it.
I'm doing a fucking hunger strike between the hours of 8 p.m. and noon.
Oh my god, the website is closing down in 3 days, 1 hour and 33 minutes.
What?
I'm logging in right now.
I'm serious.
We need to find Nutbuster.
Nutbuster, and I'm going to say, where can we find you? I have two messages.
No, you don't.
Wait.
Are you serious? It's probably from the site admin letting you know what's happening.
Oh, it's the site admin, of course.
Well. I'm searching.
Oh no!
Can we reverse search?
What's oh no, Nate? You're finding out the news that Nutbuster's leaving us.
This is awful. I'm gonna send him a new message.
We have to download. We have to download his poems, and keep them alive in the dark of night.
I can't believe what is happening right now.
Why is there a thing?
This isn't normal. When a website is closing down, do they always have a fucking death clock at the top of it? Why is it so?
I don't know what's going on. What we don't realize is that Nutbuster has left 7,394 comments on different poems.
Can we?
What could that mean?
Can we hear them? Can we see them?
Oh my god!
Nutbuster DC. If anyone. There's no way nobody knows about this who's listening, but this is a poet that we've been following who's independently publishing
erotic style poems.
Erotic creative sonnets and stories. Yeah.
Well, here's what I'm most worried about is that he has been working on a book called The Great Escape. Right now he's on chapter 24, part 1 of 10. Now, is this going to be an unfinished work in which we don't know what happens in The Great Escape?
I just sent him another message.
Yo, he's doing sci-fi. You listen to this. We haven't read any of The Great Escape, but we should have been. Listen to this first sentence. On a bright sunny morning, the Samothea Project's hyperspace shuttle, CSS Petticoat 1, landed in Cloner City on Samothea. Yale was the first one out of the... Bro. Yale was the first one out of the spacecraft.
Her name is Yale?
She wore her white air suit. Oopsie daisy. With her innocent beauty and long golden hair, she would have looked like an angel. Wow. It gets a bit sexy, but it's sci-fi. He's a fucking
Stanley Kubrick. He can go genre to genre. Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Stanley Brick. Every genre. Stanley Brick up. Brick. Bricked.
Yo, I'll just say this right now. Carlin, who's another character, his bedmate in the hyperspace shuttle is actually... what's her name? Is the chick?
Wait, I think he read the message that I sent him. The first
he
one
he did, but he didn't respond.
One says unread. The one that I just sent, and this one says does not say unread.
What did you send
him?
Fucking
denying.
What did you send?
The first one was I asked him if we could interview him on the podcast, and then the second one I just said big fan. Where can I find your stuff after this? Like, email me. I want you to.
Like, yo, blood pressure gambling.
All right, let's see what the blood pressure is. And then we have to place your bets. To Carmel, please.
Place your bets.
I don't even know blood pressure.
I bet you're 131 over 82.
Nate?
130 over 80.
Very similar.
Is that even possible?
You guys doubt my health, even though I'm active right now because I'm podcasting.
What's the best blood pressure you could possibly have?
Best, but you probably want like 110-70, right? That's pretty good.
And what's alarming?
Over 80 and over 120 is
high blood pressure. I just got a clean one.
What is it?
124 over 81 while I'm screaming, while I'm active. You see what I'm saying?
Wow. Fuck. What did it used to be? What was it at when you were alarmed by it?
Well, I was having some trouble getting below 150 last year. But this year I smoked that shit. My fucking humiliated my doctor this week.
How did you bring it down, bro?
I stopped eating like a fucking lunatic. There was one day where
Say it now to make me feel better because I told Nate my dark day yesterday that I had.
Well, I mean, I think I've said it on here, but I had Chipotle two meals in a row, and then I went to the dentist, and my blood pressure was so high that they wouldn't clean my gums.
Dude, the salt. Did you have chips when you did it?
Nah, but it's the tortilla.
It's just the oh.
Oh my god, dude! I
wish Eric would have like a pathetic corner because Eric is the Eric reveals so much pathetic things like off the pod about himself and his life. That is, I mean, you kind of are you're very open, I would say, on the podcast, but there are just some things that are just so funny that.
I have to, and I have to tell them in a funny way because if I let them pile up, I will just, that's called a dark shame pile, which grows darker in the night. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, so you want to have a segment called Cleaning Up the Shame Pile.
Cleaning Up the shame pile. So let's air some out. This is what I told Nate yesterday. Layla's out of town. I think even the way that I paint it is pathetic. But Layla's out of town, but the night before we had a Survivor party. We were watching Survivor, which this season, by the way, guys, if there's any Survivor fans out there, it's not going so great, is it? I'm not loving the vibe.
Damn.
But anyways, I brought the cocktail over to the Survivor party, and yeah, we fucking bodied a whole bottle of whiskey. It's like I made them too delicious. I made the cocktail too delicious. So then I was feeling it yesterday. I was feeling a bit of alcohol syndrome. And Layla left, and then I was home alone. And when I'm home alone, I got nothing but me and the pets. I go to a dark place a bit.
What's the website name?
The website name is pickhunter.com. It's all only pictures. I deprive myself of the videos. But it just was, I mean, it's just the vibe of not feeling great and sitting on the couch. Eating Chipotle, hunched over, using the chips as dippers, and spilling just a piece of cheese on a stool, or spilling just a little bit of romaine lettuce all chopped up on the stool. And then after you've eaten, cleaning that up with the Chipotle napkins, and then laying back down and watching six episodes of an Apple TV show. It just makes you want to end that, at least that day. I wanted to go to sleep and escape my day.
And so what do you think it is about your past that doesn't allow you to enjoy your free time? And
I don't trust that I'm going to have a good life in the long run. I don't like myself like that enough yet. I'm not showing myself self-love in the long run. So I take the small wins of the short-lived pleasures, a Chipotle bowl.
Why don't you take
the TV show Foundation?
Why don't you take the concept of long runs and short runs? And accept that every run is in the moment. The moment is all of that.
Here's the problem. When I live moment to moment, I'm chasing gummy bears. I'm chasing tequila sodas. This is what I like in the moment, bro. I need to be more future. I need to be, you know, astral projecting to 2 months in the future and saying, what is that Eric going to be feeling?
He's doing what? Gummy bears, probably.
Well, yeah, right. Exactly.
What the fuck? well, I hate to hear this.
But bro, I've had other good moments recently where I'm feeding. I told you about, as about the two wolves.
You fed two wolves?
I'm feeding these two wolves basically, you know, equal diets.
In your house?
No, no. The metaphor of you have two wolves inside of you. Oh. And yesterday when I'm eating the Chipotle, literally I'm feeding the evil wolf. The one that wants me to be overweight and
Eric, you need to get a roommate, and this needs to be your roommate. I've already shown you this, but
it's time for high performance, Keith. It's time for high performance, Keith. Get up, wake up. It's time for high performance. That's right, high performance today. I need it all out you. Get up, wake up. Roll call. Get up. Get in my comments. I need to know that you were here. Roll call.
I didn't even know that you were here. Why did you say that?
My performance.
I didn't know that you were here. Where I like is that Patrick? He's like shouting for engagement too. Get in my comments. He's screaming for engagement on the post.
Patrick Starr, where are they now? Didn't that kind of sound like his ass?
It does.
Yeah, it does. That needs to be your fucking bunk bed style roommate. For three years. He gets you right.
Nate, and I wish we could record our hot tub conversations and our pool conversations and have those be bonus episodes, because Nate and I, we get in the pool. This is at least three mornings a week. We go after our workout, we go to the pool area, and there's a lot of older women and men doing water walking with the little, you know, puffies on. And Nate and I kind of just tread water and talk about movie ideas and different insecurities. And then we get in the hot tub and continue the conversation. But what I was telling Nate was, I'm like, I do need someone to be telling me this is what I think I would do great in the military if I didn't get injured.
Which you would immediately.
Oh, I know. That's the fucking problem, is that God built my muscles different. And I don't know. If I had someone just tell me what to do and I had to please someone every day, you know, make them happy with my performance. Mm-hmm.
So wait, I'm getting confused right now. What are you saying?
I need someone to tell me what to do and to be very angry with me if I don't.
Could you go through basic training right now? Is that possible? Or are you too old?
I think we're too old, but there's different, maybe through a mercenary group, if we join the
French Foreign Legion
The French Foreign Legion, or.
Well, we can Google it. If you guys want to Google it, come to, maybe we could stay at my friend's house in Virginia and we could spend a week. We could Google the regiment, spend a week, learn how to make the MREs. We could go to Goodwill and buy the boots.
Yeah, we could probably do a replicated.
Yeah,
I'll do a replica version of it.
Yeah, I'll be the drill guy, because I don't want to do it.
No, we need a third party, bro. We can't have this, the division within the ranks.
Dude, we could hire a fucking veteran, just any veteran, just to kind of, you know, scream at us.
From which war?
I mean, there's only a couple. We could get, I would probably prefer someone from the Vietnam era, you know?
Yeah, because they had the different style of workouts.
Yeah.
We could get an actor. That might be more effective.
If we got, what's his name? Who plays the Punisher?
J.K. Simmons?
Clive? No. What is
it? No, Clive. No, what's his name? He's in the new accountant
Clive
movie.
Owen. The new accountant movie?
Accountant 2.
Oh, wait. I mean, I'll just start listing John names, Berenthal? But I don't know who it is.
John Berenthal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Get John Berenthal up in there to give us a
dude, he would fucking put a fucking sniper rifle in your mouth. And while you're doing,
I start sucking on it. Thank you.
Sucking the bullets out. You suck it out. If you suck a bullet out before it fires it, there's that round. The round is gone.
That's
if anyone
great.
Ever puts a gun in your mouth,
suck that.
Suck it out. Step one.
You're like the secret weapon for the Self Black defense. Ops. You like run sprint towards like a fucking target. What's he doing? Shoot! No, he's getting too close.
You're licking your lips.
And swallow it too, otherwise they're gonna pick it up and reload.
Yo, you have to be swallowing, bro.
Swallow
for sure.
The bullet. Steve-O does it. You can do it too. He's a joker.
I would spit it out and then fucking
no.
Throw it at
them.
Then
they're gonna. Oh well. I say this about Chipotle. This shit's driving me crazy. You guys have eaten the burrito at Chipotle. Yeah?
Of course, man.
Of course. So I just met two people. They're a couple. And neither of them, well, I was yelling at the fucking boyfriend. I was saying, you've never had a burrito? He's like, no, I've only had the bowls. Are you fucking kidding me? How's that fucking possible? Then I'm telling, then days are going by. I can't stop telling everybody I've ever met, this guy's never had the burrito. What is he smoking? Busy smoking crack with Yorma from Lonely Island? Then I go, okay, well, what about?
By the way, you need to say that that was completely fabricated.
Say what? No, let me keep going. So then I tell his girlfriend that, and his fucking girlfriend says, oh, you know what? Now that I think about it, I don't think I've ever had the burrito either. What the hell?
Bro. How old were they? Because if they're younger,
they're 34. The boyfriend's 34. I mean, I'll just tell you, it's funny that I'm talking about it this way. I'm enjoying talking about it this way because it's Sarah Sherman and Dan.
Oh, what? Of course, dude. I mean, of course.
The hell?
Calling them boyfriend and girlfriend was fun, though.
That is, I mean, of course. I mean, I won't speak for Dan. I love Dan, and Dan knows how to, you know, eat for pleasure. I don't know if Sarah knows how to eat for pleasure.
She's eating to fuel. I think,
Lord knows she's going to be on the podcast again. So we're going to do the Chipotle burrito fucking mukbang first try. Yeah.
Sarah episode. Would have two bites of, especially if you put lactose up in there, Sarah would have two bites of a burrito and be, you know, having us drive her to Cedar Sinai.
Or it would be SpongeBob, you like Krabby Patties, don't you, Squidward? Type of moment where takes one bite of the burrito, all of a sudden she starts fucking taking shots of you know what I'm saying, Red Bull and Jaeger.
Corn salsa, right?
Yeah, just totally becoming a degenerate.
Bro, the corn salsa that they, I mean, it's not really salsa, right?
Is that green, the green one, or is it
no, just the corn? Just the corn.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It's salsa.
Okay.
Or maybe they don't even call it corn salsa. I've just called it.
No, I think that sounds familiar.
It's salsa, I'll get some corn salsa.
Gotta get some chicken salsa. I'll get the fajita salsa. So you just think salsa means it's in a bucket?
Oh, that's the hack, dude. Just get I just want a bowl, nothing in it to go.
Just salsa.
All right. And then you just get a bunch of salsas in little cups, like fucking 10 chicken cups, you know.
Carmel had early origins in the Arab world.
Okay.
Going back 1,000 years at least. The earliest forms of caramel likely originated in the Arab world where sugar was first refined. The word caramel or caramel comes from the medieval Latin caramelis,
what you call me?
And possibly from the Spanish caramelo.
Now, Carmelo, Anthony.
What we need to realize is that they were working on this shit in India and Persia as well. By the way, Nate, did you see those two older women talking in the hot tub today? They were speaking Farsi.
Wow.
In case you didn't know. Beautiful language. Early methods of cooking sugar to create syrups and hard candies were practiced in India and Persia, which laid the groundwork for what would become caramel, bro. Wow.
Why did you say Farsi is beautiful? Do you think some languages are not beautiful?
It's true. Some languages are less, you know, pleasing for your ear.
Should we rank them?
I think that's where it gets dangerous. But yeah, rank the least beautiful language, dude. I think English is inelegant.
Really, oh, totally. Dude?
Yes, totally. I do think that.
I'm not going to write you a love song. I've heard that
the romantic language, or is English a romantic language? Yeah, right? I'm thinking of just, I think it's Italian and Spanish are more, it's more conducive for the throat. It's like easier. It's
what's
like we're naturally supposed to be speaking in Italian or Spanish or something like that. Like
French has got to go, man.
It's like flows. I don't know. I heard that once.
I believe that.
Il ragazzo.
Sono uno ragazzo piccolo.
Il mangia. That's the eat. And boy.
Well, did you hear
the world?
You heard the Pope speaking in Italian in his address, right?
So me no calaucho in
because then he switches over to English. So and it's like really 2%. That's why I need to be bilingual yesterday because I want a new personality. I know a different language would give me a new style of swag.
If you were fucking a polyglot and walking around in a 3-piece suit, going up to food trucks and practicing Spanish every day on live stream,
Yeah.
Yo, what does a la verga mean? What the fuck does that mean?
Don't you think it'd be sick if I was walking around, speaking Korean?
I was just never told you guys. I think Korean is your language, Eric.
I know, bro. I fuck with Korea so heavily.
I was speaking Korean this morning with Raleigh.
What were you saying?
Yeah. I don't remember. But what is Korean language called? Hangul? I wish I didn't even try.
I don't know.
I mean,
let's what if I just fucking made that up and now I'm dead? God damn it. Korean language.
Damn.
Name. Learn what is Hangul in regards to the Korean language? Hangul is the main written language. So,
you know, account manager and customer service for Samsung corporate work, fucking crazy hours, the night shift. You're working 9 to 5 there is what? Probably like 3 a.m. to noon, you know?
Well, that'd be 3 to 12.
Should we go to... Oh, Jack, let me tell you this, what I've been watching on YouTube. I told Nate this today. I think this is what we need to do. There's a guy that's sort of the light version of Bald and Bankrupt, not scary, not doesn't seem like an evil man. He's from Manchester. Dude. What do you have news on Bald and Bankrupt?
No, sorry. I just Googled a la verga. It means go fuck yourself.
Oh, hell no, dude.
Why did
this
I
is why we
that?
Have to research.
All right.
But this guy, he does this thing where he goes to the airport with a dice, okay? And he gets to the airport and he has an airport worker roll the dice 1 to 5.
Oh, he doesn't roll it? He has the person?
He has someone else roll it for him. And if it's one, if the number is 1, Jack, I hope you're listening, dude. This is going to change your life.
I'm listening.
If the number is 1, his one-way ticket, the max cost is $100. Now, if it's 5, the max cost is $500. So then that limits where he can go. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Get to the airport, roll a dice, boom, $500 ticket to Barbados. Then you get there, and then you roll the dice again. You have someone else roll the dice, 1 to 5 again. If you get a 6, you have to go home. I don't like that.
Oh, really?
Right. But if you
this
go
sounds
one
like the sisterhood of a traveling pants. This sounds like
I know,
a great,
just what I've always wanted to do. Story. If you roll 1 there, you have to go to a 1-star restaurant. If you get a 5, you go to the 5-star, you see the same thing. And then he does the same thing for hotels. So he's letting the dice choose his trip. What do you think about that, man? Wouldn't
let's
you
right
like
now. That?
I mean, let's fucking go. Let's be free.
Ready? Please. So this is how many days when I'm out in LA, how many days we're allowed to drink? Ready?
No. Yeah, please. Do it. What is it? Four of the days we can drink. That sounds
that's
good
for
to
week
me.
One. All right, ready? Week two. Ready?
Week two is when I'll be there.
Week two.
Oh. That's good.
Whoops. It just flipped over at the last second. It's a 6, I guess.
Oopsie daisy.
Too bad there's a good thing there's no 7 on the dice.
Now
I'm on a month long bender.
Nate, it's we really need dope. You back in our ranks, dude. We need you back
every day, liquor.
Man.
Well, caramel. Let's go. I guess back to that.
I guess. Yeah, I guess have to. If someone's gonna point a fucking gun at my head, a podcast about list probably wouldn't do. Talk about this fucking topic.
Damn. What do you guys think about salted caramel? Salted.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down with the salt and sweet. Anything salt and sweet, yeah, I'm in.
When's the last time you bought sweets for your house, Nate? When's the last time you bought something that wasn't just pure vitamin?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I can answer this. Last week, I got some mango sorbet and some banana pudding ice cream.
Wow.
The second one's good. Yeah, dude. Oh, I think ice cream is my sweet.
That's what gets you. That's what gets
yeah,
you going.
I like ice cream, but like candy, I'm like candy is for kids. Sorry, and I know that would be another boo at the fucking when we're in the crypto arena.
Doing the candy does feel pathetic to buy. Every time I buy a thing of candy, I'm like, God damn it. Except it's for childish. If it's grow chocolate up. Covered, you know what I'm saying? Gummy bears. Oh, hell yeah.
I got nothing to say on this. I got nothing to say. The only thing I have to say is good to know. Good to know. Good to know that's what you think, man. And I'm sure everybody else out there is going to love to know that that's what you think about candy.
I know I'm going to get a lot of heat for this, but I'm not afraid to speak my fucking opinion anymore.
You should be.
Jack, we have to do a candy. I think this makes – I can see that you're hurt by this revelation that about what we think about candy. But I believe when you're here, we should do a candy salad. That makes the most butt. Nate, if you made the candy salad, it'd be 99% hard candies that you got from restaurants still yeah. in
the different mints, a bunch like of different mints
from Olive Garden.
I love those Jolly Ranchers
from the dentist's office.
Have you guys heard this new song or that's trending right now? You're like an Indian summer in the middle of winter, like a hard candy with a surprise center. Do you know that?
Who's that?
Katy Perry.
Oh. Miss Katy P. Surprise center.
Katy Perry, not British. With a name like that? Sure, man. I believe you. Yeah, she's on the cocktail.
The medicine cocktail?
She's on the ancient cocktail, yeah. She's on the 1,000-yard cocktail for sure.
She's on the 1960s Marilyn Monroe style, and no disrespect to her, but the Marilyn Monroe style pharmaceutical cocktail for sure.
Yeah, the master of lobotomy.
But I feel when there's this much mass hate, I'll say, against a celebrity, I feel I'll go in the opposite direction. People are hating on Katy Perry for holding up the flower in space. What would you do, bro? Just look out the window and not give something back?
Right.
People are hating on her for her music. Well, from what I remember, she's had a lot of good songs.
Right.
People are hating on her for her romantic life. What I remember is that she was married to an evil man called Russell Brand, and now she now she's imagine what she's had to deal with.
That is the biggest red flag ever that you could possibly be in a relationship with that man.
Oh my God.
Hey, yeah. Listen, God forbid this poor woman, probably by a PR team at threat of gunpoint, forced to go in a fucking fake space ride where they didn't actually go and it was on a green screen. And God forbid that while she's looking out over fake Earth, she chooses in this moment where you realize that you are nothing, you are less than nothing, you are less than an atom, to have a moment of individuality.
Right.
To say, you know what? Even though you can't differentiate one particle of the sun from another, I exist. I am here. I am a firework.
And we can't forget how she reacted during Scary Pool Party's American Idol.
That audition. Is the best human. So for anyone who doesn't know, Alejandro... I can't remember his full name.
I know. Pool Party. Well, we met him. To everybody wondering how we know about him. Well, first off, we watched his audition about 400 times in our Brooklyn apartment, and then we met him at a show,
which was at a bowling alley.
That's correct.
And they were bowling during it. And so he does a beautiful original
Alejandro
piece.
Aranda.
That's right. He does a beautiful original piece, and then Katy Perry doesn't blink one time. And says very ominously, I think you're the next American Idol. I think you're a genius. And Alejandro's just kind of trying to roll with the punches.
Yeah. Nodding. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Well, because the other guys are losing their damn minds.
Well, it's so performative. It's so crazy performative.
Is he good?
He's amazing.
Oh, he crushes, dude.
When you hold me closer to your fantasy, and then his fingers go crazy on that guitar.
And he can even do the piano as well, bro. So
that's right.
The sound of a true
musician. He's trying to be all coy. Oh, I don't know. I haven't really played piano in a while. Literally Beethoven levels. Fucking fingers going faster than fucking Usain Bolt.
Damn,
dude. Imagine getting your head chopped off.
Did you guys know that India
and Pakistan
is going to space. They're going to send a manned mission to the moon in 2020.
Good for them.
I believe so. Yeah.
Good for them. I hope so. I hope it's true. I hope it's fucking beyond your.
But they're at war with Pakistan right now. Is that right?
Yeah,
they are
some missiles.
I'm so uneducated. I'm just seeing the. Yeah, we need to go. We need to be going to re-education centers and getting educated again.
Yeah.
I think that has like a bad like.
It has a really, actually, once I said it, I realized that's not good.
But there could be a good spin on it. Like, you know, like it. What's bad about education? You know what I'm saying?
I think if you just brand it as something good, like the liberal arts re-education centers, camps.
Right, right. Let's not say
Cornell sponsored. I do think though, someone was saying there's. I think I talked about this YouTube channel recently. It's called Moonshots, and it's hosted by this guy that's obsessed with AI. Who, you know, before he interviews all these tech leaders and billionaires that are wanting to destroy our world, he goes like, there's so much negative news out there about technology and what's going to happen. I want to provide some insight to the good things that could be happening. And then he brings on, do you guys know who Palmer Luckey is?
No, sir.
Okay. I don't know how I'd never heard of this guy. He was the founder of Oculus, you know, the VR system.
Sure.
That got acquired by Facebook. And he started that company when he was like 17. Got acquired by Facebook, by Meta. And he's become this like billionaire. He looks like this. He looks crazy. And he was then, so he became like a billionaire from that deal. And then in like 2018, when the tech companies were still kind of like posturing as liberal, it came out that he had donated like $10,000 to Trump's Trump campaign or something. And so now he's made a hard turn and he started a defense company. So this is him.
Let's Look go.
He started a defense company called Anduril. Anduril.
God.
And they're focusing on AI, missile systems, like drone warfare, like
that's how it happens.
And they have crazy, like these missile systems have crazy names like Fury.
Fury.
I saw the French are like making a like basically like robotic soldiers that are going to be deployed, and it was like decades from now. But they're like, we're going to deploy these humanoid soldiers in 2040 or something like that.
We got a fucking
everyone's gonna have that in 2040. Like what? We need to just say, listen, lame. I guess it'll be better because not people aren't dying, right? But it's just gonna turn into video games, like that.
Oh, people will be dying, dude. And
what's that fucking book where you play video games in war?
Ender's game, but it turns out it's a real spoiler alert. War
was what?
It was always real.
Yeah. Wait, but why was I bringing that up? Oh, because I was reading about how someone was saying like our generation is going to be essentially geniuses compared to the generations that are coming because they're never going to crack open a book again, and they're not going to have to actually learn anything because AI will do everything for them.
I believe that we're gonna have a major advantage, dude. I'm gonna be clowning on when I'm old, man. I feel like our generation is going to be like the most crotchety.
Yeah.
Like back in my day, like
we read the Sorcerer's Stone looking front to back, no problems.
But what's foolish about this is, come on, man. It's like back in the day, people used to say that about the internet. Oh, once the internet comes around, these guys are going to be fucking idiots. Meanwhile, now we have it all at our fingertips. Sure. We have to Google it first or whatever to know it.
But then right.
But these people before us, they spent their whole lives. Oh, these guys are never going to actually know how to make bread. Okay. They're never going to actually know how to churn butter. Okay. So our fucking kids, that we're going to tell them, oh, you never read Harry Potter, but they ate a fucking pill that made them immediately know Harry Potter every single minute of it. You know what I'm saying?
Pill form, a book.
I wouldn't be
book
so close minded.
I would Harry be Potter fucking shoes. Guzzling fucking libraries every day. Like,
you'll be able to.
Oh my, you'll be able to. Wait, what is the, when does the book come out, Jack?
Shh.
I can't talk about it.
We can't talk about it. We can't know, but
Jack,
probably.
You're reading a book?
No, I have insider information about a book that's coming out that will change the face of AI as we know it.
Wait, is this the scary book? The
yeah,
I don't know, man. I can't speak on it.
Dude, I downloaded. I got Runway on my computer. Like, paid
what's
like,
that?
Like $15 a month. It's like a Project video Runway? AI thing just to mess around with it, and it fucking sucks, dude. It's not even like.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm definitely not using it. Like the prompts are horrible, but I was just kind of playing around with it to see like how advanced it is. Cause I was like fucking around with whatever, like the earlier version of it, like a year or two ago. And I was like, this is so busted. And I'm like, this has not like gotten, but I see people making stuff with AI and I'm like, oh, it looks like, you know, better, or it looks like a cohesive like thing. But I think
is
they
it,
put in a
is
lot
it with
of
different,
work into it.
Is that with a different program, or are they also doing it on Runway?
I think, I don't know. I barely like have researched it, but I think Runway is like the like Adobe Premiere of like, you know,
okay.
Video AI stuff. I could be wrong about that.
Well, what's making me laugh is the concept of somebody being like, dude, I opened up fucking, I tried to do some animation in Blender. It fucking sucks. You can't make fucking shit in there. So I went true. In there. I clicked through all the menus. There's no button for like,
dude. I've spent
dude walking down the street.
Unreal Engine, and I can't even make a video game. Like, what the fuck?
I got a great idea. Yeah, it's like Elden Ring, but like,
yeah,
West Coast.
And yet again, I'm humbled once again. I love being humbled. Honestly,
humility. A lot of people can't handle it.
Hate being humbled.
Then you wouldn't want to chill with me, dude. Especially you wouldn't want to do sports with me.
There's a guy at our gym. Nate, remember? He came in the sauna today, didn't he?
Who?
And he kind of melted my... The young guy that was making big, crazy noises when he was lifting. And he came
in the
sauna.
Is he the one who made conversation with us about his ski
yes.
trip? That guy was yes. making the noises?
Yeah. I think that he could humble us athletically.
Oh, yeah. Most
definitely.
He's not even putting up that much weight. Like he was
no, he's
like,
not. But I was thinking, I was like, oh, I can lift more than him. But then I was like, if we were in a Hunger Games situation, this guy's lapping
yeah,
us.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Hunger wise, yeah. Hunger Game style.
Dude, I'm getting humbled by jumping jacks these days.
Oh man, yeah. How many are you doing?
30.
Try 100, man. See you, and then get back to me. See how you feel after that.
I'm trying 100, but let's just say I can't do that. My jiu-jitsu master told me that I need to work on my stamina.
Really?
How old is your jiu-jitsu master?
Our age. Oh, I mean, he's a instructor. Whatever.
What's his name? Master what?
I'm not doxing anybody, any of these people, man.
God, I want to be Master Verone, dude. That is
no, you'd
dude,
be Master Nate.
Would I be Master Nate? It's the first name.
I think it's up to you.
Never mind. What do you have to get?
My sensei it's growing up was Sensei Joni.
Joni Mitchell.
Sensei Joni, mm-hmm. Sensei Joni, and she was also a realtor.
Jack, do you have to have a what makes you a master? Just is it being
a master?
Plus
I don't know
a,
that master. I don't know that that's really a thing. A master in jiu-jitsu?
You call your sensei like master blank?
We do professor.
No.
Professor? Really?
I think, unless I'm totally wrong. Or just their name.
Are you just calling him that?
I might be doing that.
Do you think that I could benefit from the teachings of jiu-jitsu?
No, it's too late.
No, it's not. That's what's funny.
You can't
that
do it because your ego's too high. You'd be in there and somebody would fucking...
Well, my entertainment ego is high. Sure. I mean, listen, just look at my... Take a look at my IMDb any day. But my fitness ego is low.
Yeah, but what about your fighting
self-image
ego?
Low. Fighting ego, extremely low.
Hey, do you think that who's beating the fuck out of each other, us or podcasts about lists? Should we describe them? They're all fucking 21 years old, married.
Oh, we would kill them, dude. We
would destroy. I don't know. Them. I think we already talked about this. Caleb could take two of us on.
Oh yeah, Caleb's fucking
road rage.
From what I remember from working out with Cam, he was starting to get pretty fit by the time I moved away. Patrick, I think, would bring out the switchblade.
I think they'd beat us in a fight, but we could beat them in a slap boxing competition.
I would tap out of the slap box.
No, what are you talking about? You got the fucking
being slapped.
You got
that
beard.
You, dude. No, the beard does nothing.
This time you have no choice. Eric, wait. Have you seen the trend where you push the man, you push the boyfriend's beard down and see their chin?
No.
That's good to see.
Eric has that like turkey skin, like below it. He's hiding it.
No, man.
That like gullet, you know, that loose fucking
gullet. Jack, when are you getting the beard out? When are you bringing the beard out?
Once I hit the fucking, when are we going to Turkey?
The hair system.
I'm getting the beard transplant.
The beard transplants look so crazy good.
You should just do a hair or a hair system for just
the soul patch.
Because that's
the soul patch system.
The
soul system. Oh, the system of a down soul system. The
you know who has it? Oh yeah. Guess what? I didn't tell you guys this. The guy, one of the guys from System of a Down, what's his name? Who's the guitarist, Jack?
I don't know.
I thought you'd know this.
I would guess it's, you know, what? They're all Armenian.
Right.
So what are the top 10 Armenian boys' names of 1980s?
Serge.
70s.
Serge Tankian. Guess what, bro?
What?
He owns Serge, a coffee shop.
He's
right
the singer.
Around the corner. Right.
Say what?
Yeah, he does.
He does. I saw him walking around once on the reservoir. I didn't get this. This is pre-bust paparazzi, so I would have fucking snapped a pic of him. But
well, he's got an Eagle Rock coffee shop, which is attached to a motorcycle sort of.
Is it rocker style themed?
It's pretty just System of a Down themed.
It's System of a Down.
There's a hella System of a Down swag everywhere. There's like a little showcase display box of System of a Down shit, and then also motorcycle themed.
You know what System of a Down reminds me of? Somebody who's being all crazy and raising their eyebrows over and over again at you.
I agree.
Are the drinks themed like can you
I think it's just
toxicity, fucking latte,
espresso macchiato, just the standard from what I remember.
They got
then there's certain crazy espresso style nightmare drink that you can get. You guys like that?
What? Yeah, very much so.
Espresso nightmare.
Okay.
I just had a memory of me and like a couple of my like loser friends from high school all sitting around, and my friend was like, "Dude, you have to watch this music video." And it was the BYOB System of a Down, and we were watching it on a computer. Our minds were like fucking blown, like about the music, the video. We were like on board. This is when I was in my metal phase, when I was like into Avenged Sevenfold and Iron Maiden for like literally like 1 year of my life. I was like all like listened to like screamo and metal music.
That was your cultural study abroad, abroad. Moment. Remember when we were driving around in outside of Liverpool? It was you and me, Nate, because Jack was confined to the room. And Iron Maiden came on the radio, I think, and I was like,
"Run for the hills!"
The worst kind of music I've ever heard.
I remember you played that the next day as like an inside joke between you two, and I was like, "Why are we fucking listening to this?"
Yeah, you missed out, man, because you were sick.
I was like, this is torture. Like sick in the back of a car, we're playing like the tinniest audio of Iron Maiden.
That was cool. Okay, we got to get, thank you, Carmel, for all the fucking tasty treats you've given us. And thank you to the inventors.
A la verga.
Shout out to the Arab world, which is what I was told where I was told it originated. You guys knocked it out of the park.
And rest in peace to anybody who's had caramel and passed away.
Well, I'm sure there's people that have been burned badly by caramel. I'm sure caramel's killed.
Oh, yeah.
Especially sure those hard Werthers.
Well, there was someone whose fucking head exploded at one of the ice cream shops in Brooklyn a couple of years ago. I think that was, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I think they were shot.
No. It was an explosion. Ice cream explosion. Is it like the
ice cream explosion?
The cone making machine or something over here. There's like a pressure cooker.
Oh, Jesus.
I know.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, I know.
So well, a
I
think lot of ways a lot. To go.
It brings us to what gave you guys fucking joy this week? Wow.
Good to ask question. I'm loving this new show. It's not new, but Foundation is so good. I'm loving the Apple TV series Foundation.
Foundation? I haven't heard of it.
Sci-fi Isaac Asimov.
What?
Isaac Asimov, dude. He's a Rother. What the hell? What's so funny, man?
I just couldn't understand what you had said.
Isaac Asimov.
You said it has two seasons?
And the third one's coming out, I think. But I've been loving it. It's nice to get sucked into TV. And I think YouTube needs, I need to go on a YouTube ban. I need to stop myself from watching YouTube. What about you guys?
Yeah, I need to stop watching YouTube.
This was like, I feel like I was just going to throw this out as a joy and a recommendation, but I watched this movie. It's called The Mustache, but it's French. It's called La Mustache. I don't know how you pronounce it in French.
Oh, yeah.
But that movie fucking rocks on Amazon Prime. And it's a capital R recommendation. And I feel like not a lot of people have seen it, but it's really good. It's from like 2005. I think there's like another thing called The Mustache, so don't watch it. It's from 2005. But I'm not going to say anything about it because there's like a fun kind of plot. I don't know. I want to say twist, but just fucking watch it. It's great.
I got to watch it now.
Whoa. And what gave me joy as well? Well, I got to apologize to all the New York tacticians for the hangover you're probably still fighting off because, damn, we did a classic rendition of So What's Funny Is, the New York show hosted by none other than Mr. Bensinger on Wednesday. And damn, I don't know what the fuck happened, but the energy was so good in there.
It was popping.
Whoa.
It was
popping, sold out, perfect lineup. Perfect show runtime. I think we went like 58 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Let them go home, dude.
That's perfect. Nate, you got this a is what 10 I'm o'clock saying, show. Bro.
Let them go the fuck home.
Our show? That's what I want.
It's perfect. You book three comedians. You get to do 30 minutes throughout the night.
Mm-hmm.
They can each do 10 if they want.
Send them home.
And then send everybody on their fucking way.
Their merry way, by the way.
Oh, you hell yeah, before they get
realizations, it's a 5-hour show. It gets out at 3 a.m.
I'm going to fucking, Nate, by the way, I'm getting revenge on your ass when I do your show in a couple weeks in L.A.
I'm unaffected by
it. I dare you to try to give me that light. I dare you. See what happens. I'm going long.
Dude, you're not going to upset me by going over your time, my man.
Yeah.
But we've been
good. And I'm going first, by the way.
The last couple of shows, I feel like, have been pretty.
Been about an hour 10, hour 20.
Not this time. And I don't get to do shows in LA much either, so I'm going to be milking it too.
Right. Go ahead. Be my guest.
Guys, it's been great chatting to all the listeners. We hope life is good. Start of a new week. Wow, what's going to happen this week? You just won't know. Could be awful. It could be bad news in a phone call. It could be great news. Or it could just be another week. Spinning around the sun.
You could die getting a haircut.
That's for sure.
Lean into that uncertainty and accept it. Because you
God
don't
bless
know.
You guys.
You will never know.
God bless Pope Leo. Though, what is it? 14th?
Something all like
right.
that.
All right. Peace out, guys.
Well. That concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.